Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. At a campaign rally in Louisiana, President Trump hammered Joe Biden and his son.
Two.
County Commission approves taxing plan to expand Union Station in downtown Wichita.
One.
Teen shot while walking near McAdam Park in northeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound on Kellogg, and it's right around Woodlawn. Watch for a slowdown in that area. We've got a stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Gradual clearing, breezy and cooler today with a high of 41 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 22. Then for Friday, sunny tomorrow, we're going to warm up to 51. Now partly cloudy, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, 25 degrees. The wind chill is 11. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Special guest, Burgess Owens, NFL Super Bowl champion, congressional candidate. He's the special guest coming up with Glenn Beck on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning. And our Steve and Ted poll question today. Have you ever written in a candidate on an election ballot? Of course, the poll is available on our webpage, knssradio.com. Have you ever done a write-in? Yes, 44%. This is surprising to me. Yes, 44%, 56% say no, they never have. I've been voting for a long, long time. I've never written anybody's name in there.
18% of the electorate did on Tuesday here in Wichita.
That's right. They did. So there you go. If you want to take the poll, by the way, it's on our webpage, knssradio.com. Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street Wednesday after a day of waffling between small gains and losses. The S&P edged up 2 points. The Dow was down a fraction, and the NASDAQ fell 24 points. U.S. prosecutors say the Saudi government recruited two Twitter employees to get personal account information of their critics. The complaint unsealed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco detailed a coordinated effort by Saudi officials to recruit employees at the social media giant to look up the private data of thousands of Twitter accounts. The accounts included those of popular journalists with more than 1 million followers and other prominent government critics. So now we got the Saudis messing around on our computers with the help of some Twitter people.
Does that surprise you?
No.
No, it doesn't me either.
Nothing's secret. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal to tell us about the Boeing boss and some of his thoughts on the 737. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Boeing's CEO says he considered resigning after a pair of 737 MAX crashes and issues with the safety system that caused the crashes. But Dennis Muhlenberg also said that's not what's in his character. Muhlenberg says the accident happened on his watch at Boeing, and he feels obligated to see the process through to get the airplane flying again. The airplane has been grounded since the second crash in March. Meanwhile, the CEO of American Airlines says he feels a lot better about the chances that the 737 MAX will begin flying again soon. Doug Parker says he feels like the plane's return will come in a matter of weeks. American has taken the 737 off its flight schedule until at least January 16th. And lawmakers are taking another look at opportunity zones. Some don't like what they see. The incentive is supposed to encourage investors to pump money into the nation's poorest neighborhoods, but the lawmakers are concerned after reports that the opportunity zones are just another way for investors and real estate developers to profit. A measure has been introduced that eliminates opportunity zones in wealthy neighborhoods. Wichita has 9 opportunity zones. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is a Notary Public Day.
Oh.
How about that? Do you know anybody who's a notary public?
I have known people. Yeah, I think one of our persons here is a notary.
It's nice to have one around because what they do is they document that you know that certain documents and so forth are.
You have no idea what they do, do you?
I do too. My wife is one. She's a notary.
You just said, oh, they document those.
Well,
they
got a little stamp and they put this thing like that. She's got her little stamp at home, and when they put that on there, you know that just, everything's honest and up to scale.
So you're right? Married to a notary.
I'm married to a notary.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. She's been one for years, licensed by the state of Kansas. To vouch for the legality of the document overseen. I think that's what they say.
There you go. Notary Public Shelley.
Yeah, she's a notary public. And I don't know that she's – probably hasn't renewed her status. I think you have to pay a little fee when you do that. But just one of the many things that she's accomplished in her life. As you know, Bill.
She's special.
She's done a lot of things. She's had a lot of patience with some people who are very difficult.
Boy.
No names will be mentioned at this point. But,
wow.
You know anything about...
Why do you think we call her Saint?
That's right. You know anything about Ty Tabing?
Oh, yeah, I know Ty Tabing.
You
I
know
played
Ty?
Played football with him.
You
played
did?
Football with, no, I have no... Who are, what are you talking about?
Ty Tabing. The new president and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc.
Oh, I see.
That okay, Ty Tabing.
Right. That Ty Tabing.
Yeah. Ty Tabing.
I don't know him. I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, he's going to take over November 20th, it looks like, replacing, of course, Mary Beth Jarvis.
Right.
Who has moved on to another local undertaking. And Mr. Right. Tabing, as I understand, he's 52 years old, so he's quite a bit younger than you.
Right.
He's a graduate of Wichita North High School and Wichita Good. State University. And according to Denise Neal, writing in the Eagle today, says that apparently when he was got out of college, he couldn't get out of Wichita fast enough.
Mm. Wow.
He wanted out
but
of
he's
here.
Back.
But now he's
well,
back.
Yeah, man, if you want to know more about Ty, we have a story about him on our website, WichitaBusinessJournal.com, and he'll be in the print edition tomorrow as well.
Oh, you didn't know who Ty Tabing is, but you got all these stories about him going on.
I was kind of funning you there a little
Oh,
bit.
Are you funning? Very yeah. good. Well, I'm kind of serious about Wichita Festivals.
Yeah, he's got 6 months to get things going, man.
That's
yeah.
right.
So if he's smart, and I think he's probably a smart man, he'll probably call up Steve and Ted.
Probably.
Yeah. And get some advice on what to do next, so... Welcome to town, back to town, Ty Tabing. President campaigning on their, coming up, and that's coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. That's all. 97.30 and 13th.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.